Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 30th day of August. Today we're reading 2 Corinthians 4, 1-12, and reading the New Living Translation. Therefore, since God in His mercy has given us this new way, we never give up. We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know this. If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. You see, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side of troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. Let's pray that whenever we are knocked down or whenever we're in a low spot in our lives, we will go to God and accept Him. Dear Jesus, whenever we are low in our lives, whenever we are stuck in a constant loop, when we're stuck in a low part, when we are in our lowest, help us to accept You into our hearts, to accept Your comfort, to accept Your hand as You lift us up. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.